KJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school softball play around the area last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Allie Anderson struck out 9 last night, tossing a 3-hitter as Atlantic defeated Harlan 6-0. Anderson also had a couple of hits and knocked in 3 runs. Alyssa Derby and Mackenzie Waters had 2 hits each to lead the way for Atlantic, who leads the Hawkeye 10 Conference. Glenwood, 7-0 winners over Shenandoah last night. Red Oak beat Clarinda 16-1. It was Denison edging Lewis Central 2-1. Kemper Catholic downed St. Albert 15-2. In Western Iowa Conference play last night, IKM Manning beat Underwood 3-0. Underwood also fell 11-1 to Thomas Jefferson. AHSTW edging Trainer 6-5. In Rolling Valley Conference softball last night, it was Exira EHK 10-0 over West Harrison. Charter Oak Ute beating Cam 21-4. Boyer Valley over Glidden-Ralston 5-3. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Arweva 6-2. Corner Conference, East Mills over Fremont Mills 11-9. Sydney beat Stanton 13-6. Boys baseball last night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Atlantic over Harlan 10-0. Brett Sears tossed a no-hitter over those 5 innings last night. He struck out 6, also walked 6 Trojan hitters last night as Harlan clinches a share of the Hawkeye 10 Conference title for the season. Also in the Hawkeye 10 last night, Glenwood beat Shenandoah 6-4. It was Clarinda in 8 innings over Red Oak 1-0. Lewis Central beat Denison 11-1. St. Albert over Kemper Catholic 3-1. Martinsdale St. Mary's defeated Creston 8-0. In the Western Iowa Conference tournament yesterday, it was Logan Magnolia downing Riverside to start the tourney, then Trainer beat Logan Magnolia 12-1. IKM Manning defeated Griswold in opening round action, only to see IKM Manning lose to Tri-Center 6-3. Also, Underwood beat Missouri Valley 6-5, and AHSTW a 2-0 winner over Audubon last night. In Rolling Valley Conference baseball, Exira EHK got by West Harrison 3-2. Glidden-Ralston beat Boyer Valley 12-2. Arweva over Coon Rapids Bayard 7-0. Corner Conference saw Sydney over Stanton 4-2. East Mills beat Fremont Mills 6-5. Essex twice over Clarinda Academy 14-1 and 13-3. The game scores in those baseball games last night. In college baseball, Brady Singer struck out a career-high 12 over 7 innings. Jonathan India doubled in 2 runs, and Florida beat LSU 4-3 in Game 1 of the College World Series Finals in Omaha. The Gators need a win tonight or tomorrow night to earn their first national championship. Singer's strikeout total was the highest by a single pitcher in a College World Series Finals game. Singer limited LSU to 3 singles before Antoine Duplantis homered in the 6th inning. Florida led 3-0 after LSU starter Russell Reynolds issued 3 straight walks in the 4th inning, with India driving in 2 runs on a ground rule double over the head of the center fielder. Game 2 set for tonight in that best of 3 series in Omaha. Randall Grichuk and Jed Jerko each homered and drove in 3 runs, leading the St. Louis Cardinals over the Cincinnati Reds 8-2 yesterday. That was a makeup for an April 29th game that was postponed because of severe weather. Grichuk hit his second homer in 2 games since being recalled from AAA. The 2-run drive in the 4th inning was his 6th of the season as the Cards pick up the win. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, Arizona beat Philadelphia 6-1. Chicago downed Washington 5-4. San Francisco beat Colorado 9-2. In the American League, just 3 games, Cleveland outpounded Texas 15-9. It was Boston over Minnesota 4-1, and New York over Chicago 6-5. One interleague game saw Los Angeles beat Los Angeles. It was the Angels over the Dodgers 4-0. That stops the Dodgers' win streak. In football news, an Arizona judge has ordered Minnesota Vikings wide receiver Michael Floyd to serve 1 day in jail for failing alcohol tests that he blames on a type of fermented tea. Floyd and his lawyer did not attend the Scottsdale City Court hearing Monday and had a teleconference with the judge. The hearing was meant to give Floyd the chance to make his case regarding the failed alcohol tests and another one he missed earlier this month, which stemmed from a 2016 drunken driving arrest where Scottsdale police say they found him passed out behind the wheel. Vikings officials say they encouraged Floyd to drink a fermented tea. Hendricks, the judge, ordered Floyd to start his additional jail time Monday evening in Phoenix before concluding his final 5 days of house arrest. Russell Westbrook has won the NBA's MVP award after setting a record with 42 triple-doubles this season. The Oklahoma City All-Star joined Oscar Robertson as the only players to average a triple-double for an entire season, leading the Thunder into the playoffs after Kevin Durant left for Golden State. Westbrook beat out Houston's James Harden and San Antonio forward Kawhi Leonard for the league's top honor. He ended the two-year reign of Stephen Curry, who last season was the league's first unanimous MVP. It capped off the NBA awards show Monday night, which included stirring tributes to Monty Williams, Craig Sager, and Bill Russell. In other NBA awards, Draymond Green is the Defensive Player of the Year, ending Kawhi Leonard's two-year reign. Green was rewarded for his do-everything role with the NBA champion Golden State Warriors as he led the league in steals, and on February 10th had the league's first triple-double ever that didn't include points. He had 11 rebounds, 10 steals, and 10 assists. Also, Houston's Mike D'Antonio was voted the Coach of the Year, second time he's won that award. Houston guard Eric Gordon won the Sixth Man of the Year award in his first year as a reserve. And in college sports news, Baylor University officials say the school is being investigated by the NCAA in the wake of a sexual assault scandal that led to the firing of football coach Art Briles and the departure of the school president. In a legal filing last week, Baylor lawyers told a federal judge the NCAA probe is an ongoing pending investigation. Attorneys for several women suing the school have demanded Baylor turn over its communications with the NCAA. A Baylor spokeswoman declined any further comment. ESPN reported in May that the NCAA had conducted interviews with Baylor officials, former employees, and alleged victims, but that the school hadn't been given a formal notice of investigation. NCAA officials did not immediately respond to a request for comment on Monday. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.